online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Tom Harrigan.
It's emerged a teenager who died in Gillingham earlier this month was stabbed on his own doorstep. A 16-year-old boy has appeared at Crown Court charged with murdering Carl Yule, who was 17. He was chased from a car on East Street 3 Fridays back before he was attacked. The boy has been remanded in custody and is due back in court next month alongside a 19-year-old man who's also accused of Carl's murder.
KM FM News.
There have been tributes to a Kent woman who's died in a river accident on holiday in the south of France. Lucy has more for KM FM.
27-year-old Jess Wilkes from Lamberhurst was on a boat full of tourists on the River Rhone when it ran into a warning beacon on Saturday night. It's thought she was thrown into the water. Divers later found her body around 20 feet below the surface. Several other people were taken to hospital who police haven't been able to question yet. Her family's been paying tribute though, calling her larger than life. It's understood Jess also had a 7-year-old daughter.
Boris Johnson's warned the threat of military action against North Korea over its nuclear missile programme needs to stay on the table, but the Foreign Secretary thinks the communist country should come and negotiate. Over the last few months, there have been big worries over missile tests that North Korea's carried out and the threats it's made against the US. 5,000 deaths in England each year are being blamed on us overusing antibiotics. Public health experts say we should stop asking doctors for them, with warnings we're now so reliant on them they don't work for some people when they really need them. A telecoms company in Dartford's having to make dozens of redundancies after the tax man said it would take it to court. True Telecom, based at Crossways Business Park, told staff last week jobs in its sales and operation teams would go. The company says it'll now go into administration but will fight the case.
This is KMFM.
George Clooney's accused other people in Hollywood of knowing about the Harvey Weinstein scandal but not acting on it. 65 women have apparently now come forward with sexual misconduct claims against the film mogul. George says the movie industry knows what needs to happen now.
I think we're going to have to get to the point where women feel safe to talk about this, where they feel believed, and where the men who do this don't feel safe. That seems to be the secret to this. It has to be that they can't think that they can get away with this anymore.
Meanwhile, videos appeared online seemingly showing Harry Styles being groped. From the footage, it looks like one of the 23-year-old's fans at a concert in LA grabs his crotch while he's on stage. He quickly batted them away. The hashtag #RespectHarry is now trending on Twitter. A British man jailed for 3 months in Dubai for touching a man's hip has been released. 27-year-old Jamie Harron always insisted he was trying to stop a drink being spilt in a bar.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, a Kent GP says the government should be doing more to stop energy drinks being sold to children.
Energy drinks for children are absolutely horrendous. They're as bad, if not worse, than cigarettes. I mean, they really are that terrible. I'm seeing lots of children who are not only obese as a result of energy drinks, but are actually developing type 2 diabetes.
That's Dr. Mapinder Sahosa, who's based in Gravesend. The drinks contain high levels of sugar and caffeine, which the World Health Organization's raised concerns about in the past. Dr. Mapinder told KMFM what happens to kids who get addicted to them.
They do get this kind of unnatural boost of energy, but obviously then you go over the hill and then they get the slump. And the only way to kind of get their energy levels back up, they have to drink another can. So really, yes, they become, you know, psychologically addictive.
And Justin Timberlake's been confirmed as the headliner at next year's Super Bowl halftime show. It's not the first time he's appeared at the event. 14 years ago, he famously performed with Janet Jackson, who had her wardrobe malfunction.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
For the latest, here's Molly.
It's all about the managers this lunchtime. Steve Lovell says he's still hoping to be made Gillingham's permanent boss, despite a 2-1 defeat in League One to Northampton on Saturday. He's taken charge of the last 3 games on a caretaker basis. The duo sits second from bottom of the table. Meanwhile, it's thought West Ham coach Slaven Bilic has 2 games to save his job. Their 3-0 hammering at home to Brighton on Friday means they're only outside the Premier League relegation zone on goal difference. They face Tottenham and Crystal Palace this week. And the odds of Everton boss Ronald Koeman getting the sack of shortened after losing 5-2 at home to Arsenal. Ex-Liverpool midfielder Jamie Redknapp's called the Dutchman's position almost untenable.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.